When your horse heads into the barn for cooler weather, so does the stink. Bye-bye odor doesn't just mask smells, it breaks down ammonia and bad odors with real science. Fresher stalls, healthier lungs, happier horses. Get yours at spalding-labs.com. For a limited time, new members can save 20% on any U.S. Rider membership during our Black Friday promotion with code BFUSR25. Just go to usrider.org and enter code BFUSR25.
All the articles you have come to love in Equus Magazine are now available in this podcast, Equus on Audio. Each article is released as its own separate episode to make them quick and easy to listen to. Search Equus on Audio to subscribe on your favorite podcast player, and you'll never miss an article.
This article was posted on October 7th, 2025. It was written by Christine Bearcat and is titled, Countdown to Foaling. You've watched your mare's belly growing bigger all winter, and you're looking forward to welcoming her new foal. The average equine gestation period may be around 340 days, but the normal range can extend from 320 to 365 or more days. As in human pregnancy, equine gestation is divided into three trimesters. The first, conception to day 114, the second, from day 115 to day 226, and the third, from day 227 to delivery. Even though these milestones are well established, predicting equine delivery dates can be tricky. But close observation of your mare's body and behavior can give you some notice that the event is drawing near. Last 2 to 6 weeks, the udder will swell with milk. Last 1 to 2 weeks, her abdomen will significantly drop and widen, and the muscles will become progressively softer and more relaxed around the croup, tailhead, and vulva. Last 4 to 6 days, the nipples will fill with milk. Last 2 to 4 days, beads of colostrum, the antibody and nutrient-rich first milk, will appear on the tips of the teats, a process called waxing. Last 1 to 2 days, colostrum may begin to drip from the teats. Last 2 to 6 hours, the mare may become restless and cranky, and she may begin to sweat and defecate and urinate frequently. Foaling time. The mare will lie down and stay down. When the amniotic sac appears in the birth canal and breaks, ejecting its watery contents, foaling is underway. Be aware that every mare is different and may not fall exactly within these timeframes. In some, the signs may be subtle if they occur at all. Regardless, you'll want to make sure you are prepared for your new arrival and call your veterinarian if you have any doubts or concerns.
Are you an Equine Association member? Unlock major discounts on top brands like John Deere and Big Ass Fans with Equine Discounts. Save on everything from paint, fans, and office supplies to farm equipment such as tractors, mowers, hay equipment, and gators. Go to equinediscounts.com today.